With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump urging House Republicans to support his crackdown on illegal immigration.
We're tracking down the illegal alien criminals. We're detaining them, and we are throwing them out of our country. We have no apologies, and we're moving forward very fast. They're very dangerous people.
The president has signed a series of executive orders focusing on the military. One may result in a ban on transgender troops. Other orders roll back DEI programs and would shield the U.S. by setting up a missile defense system. The Justice Department has pink-slipped employees involved in anti-Trump lawfare, arguing they can't be trusted to faithfully enact the president's agenda.
The firings affected career prosecutors who worked on special counsel Jack Smith's team, and the action reflects President Trump's determination to purge the government of workers he perceives as disloyal. The move was made even though rank-and-file prosecutors, by tradition, remain in their positions across presidential administrations and are not punished for working on sensitive investigations.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, a shooting at a grocery store in Elkhart, Indiana, left three people dead, including the suspected gunman. The rains that helped Southern California firefighters have also left a muddy mess in some of the wildfire-ravaged areas. Google Maps will be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico and the U.S. It will be labeled the Gulf of America. That comports with President Trump's wishes, and the Alaska mountain called Denali will be renamed Mount McKinley, its previous name. Wall Street tech stocks have taken a big hit following word that China-based DeepSeek has developed a low-cost AI model potentially able to undercut American-based tech giants. This morning on Wall Street, Dow futures up 39 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 152. This is SRN News. A legal victory for a whistleblowing doctor from Texas.
Ethan Haim thought the public ought to know that Texas Children's Hospital in Houston has been carrying out sex change operations on children even after officials there said they had stopped. The doctor leaked documents to journalist Christopher Rufo and was sued by the hospital. A judge has now dismissed the case against him with prejudice, meaning that he cannot be sued again on the same charges. He could have been sentenced to 10 years in jail. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republicans put Pennsylvania and Wisconsin back in the win column in the 2024 presidential race. Now they're hoping that momentum carries over to contests this year that will determine whether their state Supreme Courts retain left-leaning majorities or flip to conservative control. The outcome could be pivotal in deciding cases related to abortion in particular. Money's already pouring in, expected to eclipse the more than $70 million combined that was spent on Supreme Court races in both states just 2 years ago. SRN News. It is 3 years in prison for a California woman in a case involving so-called birth tourism and birthright citizenship.
It's all because she ran a business that helped pregnant Chinese women travel to the United States to deliver babies who automatically became American citizens. U.S. District Judge R. Gary Klausner on Monday gave Phoebe Dong a 41-month sentence. Dong and her now separated husband Michael Liu were convicted in September of conspiracy and money laundering through their company USA Happy Baby. Keith Peters reporting.
Workers at a Whole Foods market in Pennsylvania voting to unionize. They're the first group of employees to pull off a labor win at the Amazon-owned grocery store chain. Employees at the store in Philadelphia cast 130 votes, or about 57% of the ballots cast were in favor of joining the union. More details at SRNNews.com.